Good morning. We're reading from the writings of Rav Ash, volume 2, page 1546. You can ask questions live through camp.tv. Selected questions relevant to the studied material will be aired. The writings of Rav Ash, volume 2, page 1546, letter 74.
Hello, and all the best to my beloved friend. I very much miss hearing what's going on with you, both in terms of your health and your sustenance, and how does your kids do at school. I don't have any special news, and I'll conclude my letter with the words of the Torah. In Parashat HaShavua, the weekly Torah portion, it says, you shall do your deeds for 6 days, and you shall have a Shabbat on the seventh day, which means that the Shabbat was determined as rest, and the weekdays were determined for the work, meaning we should work, and those who don't work in the weekdays don't carry out the verse, you shall work for 6 days. And what should the disciples of the sages do, whose Torah is their work, is their art? And we should interpret this by way of the morals, meaning, what is the matter of the morals? What is demanded from us? That is, the matter of realizing, keeping Torah mitzvot. To begin with, he writes it for those who deal with the Torah, who study in Kodl, those whose about which is whom it says their Torah is their art. They don't work, they just study the Torah. So do they study correctly? According to the interpretation of my father, Baal HaSulam, it was given to us by way of merit, remedy, meaning that we should reach the goal that was predetermined for us, meaning we don't study the Torah to know what's written there, but in order to extract some special force called remedy, meaning to change ourselves by that force that comes from studying the Torah. Therefore, the Torah was given as a remedy for one who wants to change himself. And for one who doesn't want to change himself, it is as if he was not given the Torah. First of all, we should understand the matter of the purpose of creation. For what need did we come to this world? And it is known from holy books that the purpose of creation is to benefit the creatures. And who prevents us from receiving the good and pleasure that the Creator wants to give us? The answer was that in order not to have shame, the bread of shame, meaning one who receives a gift from his friend is ashamed of his friend. So in order for the person not to be ashamed when receiving the pleasure, we were given the work of Torah and Mitzvot. And by laboring in Torah and Mitzvot, we will be awarded with the reward. So, what is the exertion, the labor? What exactly are we supposed to do with Torah and Mitzvot? What is it? And what reward are we to receive? In other words, after we have the qualified vessels to receive the pleasure and the abundance from the Creator, meaning that there will be no shame when receiving the pleasure, then they give us all the good and delight and pleasure from above. To the extent that a person corrects himself and reaches equivalence of form with heaven, then he feels what exists in heaven, which is called good and pleasure. Now we shall understand what we asked before, that the work of qualifying the vessels in 6 days in order to fit them to the pleasure was given to us, and this is called labor. In Shabbat, it is the time of receiving the pleasure. It's not the matter of the week and the Shabbat, but the whole process that a person is going through until he achieves the purpose of creation. And that is called 6 days or 6,000 years.
the six Sfirot, Chagat Nehi, until Malchut, where the purpose of creation is received. And in Shabbat is the time of receiving the pleasure, not correcting the vessels. It's like we say that there is an action called Rav Pe'alim Mekabtziel from above, where all the works that a person did for 6,000 years, meaning for all the period of the correction of his vessels in different various manners and situations, all of that is accumulated by the upper light, and it reaches a conclusion called Shabbat. And there, a person doesn't do anything. The ones who didn't labor before will not eat in Shabbat. But those who did receive it as a gift. Why as a gift? Because the upper light brings the conclusion of all his labor, and then he receives the reward all at once. Therefore, Shabbat is called resting from the work. But all the vessels that were prepared in Shabbat evening are filled in Shabbat, because Shabbat itself is like the next world. According to the above, we shall understand the morals which we should engage in, meaning we should understand that we need the labor for ourselves in order to receive the good and pleasure, and may the Creator help us. What does he want to say? In terms of morals, we understand that Baal HaSulam calls religion, referring to Kabbalah. And when Rabash says morals, he means the way of the work. This is how Kabbalists used to hid these issues, or they just see the interior of the words. Like mitzvah means correction. When a person works in the Torah, it means to bring the upper light, to draw the upper light. Oh, there's rain outside. Questions, please. Well, in fact, everything is clear to us in this letter. The main thing in our work is that we can't be calm until we reach Shabbat. Until we reach a state where we draw the awakening from above, where our corrections, to the extent that they reach fulfillment, to the extent that they reach the completion of the vessels, the correction of the vessels, then until the last moment we don't know if we have prepared them properly and finally. But if we've
prepared them, then suddenly this comes from above. This action comes from above, an awakening from below, called Shabbat, and then a person enters, receives the fulfillment, the present. And thus, the only concern during the 6 weekdays, days of work, which is the name of the entire process, is to eventually reach Shabbat, as it is described in the Torah, in the first chapters, and to not calm down until we do not reach the Shabbat. Ofer from Neve Ilan is asking, can a person run too fast? The way too fast, that doesn't exist, because the person always runs according to his Rishimot. I wish we'll be able to realize all the Rishimot that immediately all the Rishimot that have opened inside of us. We cannot imagine ourselves a desire that is greater than what we have. The Rishimot that evoke, with these Rishimot we can turn to the environment, to evoke the environment, so that the environment would treat these Rishimot, so that on top of these Rishimot that we have, we will reveal a certain connection to the environment, which connection we should establish towards the environment, and which state should we be towards the environment in order to connect. How does the environment influence us? All these interconnections. According to the Rishimot, I cannot do more than what is revealed in my Rishimot. I cannot connect to the group more than my Rishimot. It is enough to realize my Rishimot, and then I ask for correction. For correction on my connection with the environment. I have nothing else to turn with above, but to prepare my kli. And my kli is my connection with others. In the connection between us, I realize, perform this act of bestowal. And by doing so, I intend to reveal the Creator as a result, to reveal the attribute of bestowal, the summation of my exertion. This is why time after time I realize the Rishimot alone, I'm unable to depict any Rishimot that wasn't revealed yet. And the Rishimot that is revealed, my inner state is revealed, the state of the group. How do I look? How do I sense things? How do I feel them? The Rishimot is the picture of the world in which all these ingredients are included. It's like a new partsuf. Only that it's not a partsuf, it's a Rishimot. Yes. Alex from Boston is asking whether the actions of these 6 days are connected to people who have crossed the Machsam. The same work we have above reason and below reason, it's the same. Only that the preparation is when we do not work with the desire, the Masach, and the actual light, rather as children that still prepare themselves for true actions that they'll have to make. But the orders of work are the same. Every state is incorporated from 10 sefirot. It has the same things. We study that all the degrees are continued from above downwards, and each and every degree, every lower degree is exactly like the upper degree, only its matter is different. And thus you shouldn't search and shouldn't think that in upper degrees you have things you don't have now. You have the same things now, but you are unable to reveal them. Just as he explains when he says that our world fits spirituality completely. Our world, with all the matter and the inanimate, the vegetative, the live and the speaking, everything is exactly like in the spiritual world. The difference is in the matter, but not in the details. The fact that we're unable to identify, to see those details, you know, behind the matter, then the goals, that's something different. According to our identification with the Creator, with what He does. But the ingredients of every degree are completely the same, from Himself up till our world. Yes. We have a question from a student. Can one ask from above a deficiency to bestow? You can do everything. The only question is how will you ask? If you've turned to the group and you wanted to reach the group artificially, to be there, to reach bestow there artificially, and you want them to influence you so that you will evoke towards bestow to some extent, then you're working artificially with the group. It's a deficiency without a deficiency. You evoke yourself, you are concerned, you demand them, guys, influence a bit. so that I'll be able to bestow, so that I want to bestow, and whatever they influence you enters your heart, and whatever enters the heart already turns upwards to the Creator. You don't turn upwards by saying some words or having a desire. You address upwards with the deficiency that you receive from the group. If you begin to cry out to the Creator on your own, that's an egoistic action. That's flattery. The Creator does not listen. He doesn't hear that. He hears only the deficiency that a person has received from the environment. He hears this deficiency that stands against the action one has to he has to do. He has to realize against the light. That stands and awaits there. The light of correction, the light of fulfillment, or 18 or Kudin. Yes. We have another question from a student. What does one bestow upon his friend? Eventually, by different ways and examples and forms and connections by mutual work, what we eventually bestow upon him is the sensation of the Irvut from your behalf. I think that that's obvious. What else should you supply him? The most essential thing. If he's a friend, then besides a piece of water and a liter of water, what else does he need? What he needs is the Irvut. Yes. We have another question. It's not clear how to correct the connection with the virtual environment. How do I connect to this virtual environment? Only regarding the only matters of dissemination? The concern for the virtual friend doesn't depend upon the distance between us. I might depict myself this entire large virtual world group. I can feel them very close to me. To the extent that I understand that without the connection with them, I don't reach the Irvut. I don't reach this condition. I won't be able to realize myself. So then they become close to me. Then I begin to worry that I have to influence them. This awakening, this warmth, my enthusiasm, I need them to influence on me in return, because without this inner tension that I'll reveal from them, as he explains us above the hardening, that it is impossible that I'll have a desire, I won't have an inner prayer. So it is clear to me that souls stand before me, and I have to connect to each and every soul, and together we have to create this necessity for correction. So what does it mean if it's virtual or not? What does it matter if it's virtual or not? Because the fact that I feel you close physically might be, this picture might only confuse me and remote me from internality. And you might say, but virtually you can imagine yourself. I can imagine also physically. To the extent that a person is about to build an inner connection from him towards someone, he's losing this matter of the distance. Everything depends upon the extent that he focuses on that, to the extent he's working on that, in depicting this virtual world group, without the intensity of which he won't be able to attain any correction. That if all of us will not work on the Arvut, that we all support each other, that we all understand that we're the leaders of the world and the world depends upon us. Each and everyone has to say, I decide the world to the scale of merit, and so on. It is not said from pride, rather from necessity, from as a result of the mission that we have to realize. So each and everyone is compelled to say so. And if each and everyone feels this way, then this intensity is felt, will be felt in the heart of each and everyone as a prayer. As a prayer, the Creator would feel it as a prayer. But if we won't think this way, then we won't receive this deficiency. And the work to reach that same chisaron is called those 6 weekdays, days of work. And then comes the correction to connect between the souls and fill them, and the fulfillment. How does he explain that in Leila de Kale, in the Zohar, in other articles? Yes. Mark from Phoenix and Wilson from the Area Online are asking the same question. How does a person know if and how much he is influenced by the group? He's influenced by the group to the extent that he wants to be influenced by the group, because the group is something ideal that exists before me, and I have to depict each and every friend as the greatest personal generation in the group, that the group is found at the end of correction, and only to the extent that we will address them, that I will address them, I will be able to receive from them everything they have, and what they have is infinity. If I turn to the group, then I have to say that everything depends upon me, that I decide the world and the whole world and myself. Yes? No, just the question was, how does the person know that? He knows that according to the result. That then the Creator opens his eyes. And when the Creator does that, he sees that he always was in the spiritual state. And the friends that he thought that are just a bunch of people like him, now he sees that they're filled with abundance and are corrected. The fact that they don't reveal that themselves, that's a concealment that dwells upon them. But he has already revealed that they are found in the corrected state. Because everything depends only upon the person who attains. Yes. Eugene from New York is asking, Rabash is writing that in order to not feel shame, one must work in Torah mitzvot. What is Torah mitzvot and group work? In the group work, the mitzvot are our correction in order to connect between us. In the connections of the Irvut, that's called making 613-18 councils, and group work. This is also done by the light that reforms, called Torah. Here, the Torah, this illumination, shines upon us, appears as the light of Absag, the light of the Torah that corrects the vessels. And after we reach this deficiency among us, then this light makes this correction between us, connects us to a kli, to some extent, of course, not to a complete, perfect kli, but to some extent, so that we'll be able to receive the light of nefesh. What is the light of nefesh? The reception of that light. So the connection between us will be in such a way that we give up on the oviyut we were given. We were given the oviyut, the shorish. We're willing to let go this oviyut. Are we ready to build the connection on top of this oviyut between us? That's called that we have completed the correction of our vessels and level of oviyut, the nefesh. And then we reveal inside of us this attribute of bestowal, that is felt by us as light. The fact that I want to bestow upon others is my light. And that's what fulfills me. That's how I reveal the Torah from within me. And that's already called 613 Pkudin. Why 613? Because it is revealed in our desires, and we always have 613 desires. A pertsuf has to be complete, perfect, and have to have 10 tefillot. And that's it. And we can elaborate more, but that's also group work, happens as a result of the work of the group. There's individual work and there's group work, and both are interconnected. The person towards the group and the entire group together, meaning in their mutual concern with respect to each and every individual, because the group is us. Yes. You see, there is such a term. There's a man from Israel, and there's a people of Israel, the children of Israel. We also see that in the Torah. We read different orders and commandments that are realized in different degrees, in parts of desires or in the general desire. General desire of all the creatures, that when they turn to the people, to Moses, to Aaron, to the Levites, to the Kohens, to the man, to the woman. Meaning there is individual work and there is general work, collective work, where we all carry or concern for the same thing.
Doug from Indianapolis asks, should we care about the friend's personal life details, interaction, other than the work? The society should, it should be organized properly so as to give support to each and every one of the friends in his corporal life as well, in a way that we know that they don't lack necessities, and on the condition that he worries for that himself, that he doesn't just lay his burden on us. Vladimir from Russia asks, is feeling the deficit the beginning of realizing the Lishimo? Depends on what deficit. The beginning of the realization of the Lishimo is only about the connection with the group, the connection with the others. That's literally the realization of the Lishimo. There are still preparations for that when a person doesn't know yet, he doesn't feel the group, he doesn't know that it's going in this direction. Even though he reads about it for a few years, he doesn't yet feel that this is the work for him. He doesn't sympathize, identify with the text. He's not in it. He doesn't have some inner reaction towards it. Whereas if he starts acknowledging that the realization of what's written is in connection with the other souls, he doesn't look about the friends physically, but internally. Then he begins realizing the Lishimo. Because the Lishimo is a result of the breakage between the souls. So if he's already drawn to that direction, and the more conscious it is, the more it means that he's realizing the Lishimo. Another question from a student, how to appreciate the group? What should a person who disrespects do? That's a great big problem. It doesn't depend on himself. Disrespect is disrespect. It's in his heart. What can he do? but he should do all kinds of actions. Hence we were given this world. This is the need for this world, whereby physical actions were, I don't like them, I hate them, I have nothing to do with them, and yet I can somehow help them, force myself to the extent that I take care of them, I worry for all of us physically, then by worrying, by doing, by putting effort into it, investing in it, the more I invest, they become a part of me. I invested so much, so I start worrying for that investment, my investment within them, and then I can't disconnect from it. It's like a person who, let's say, put $100,000 into something, and now they tell him, this is unsuccessful now, something's wrong. So he's not calm day and night. He always feels in trouble. And they tell him, leave it alone. It's unrealistic already. But he can't because he invested himself there. He can live without it. But he invested. Meaning he gave his mental strength, his forces into there. Therefore, he can't detach from it. So to this form of connection with the group, we have to reach. And this can be done in physical exertion without the heart. Hence, our world was built in such a way where we can labor this way and start from this, where it has nothing to do with our desire, we can say. I hear, I do, I see all the others do it, and then I feel pride, where am I? Or envy, why can they do it and I can't? And then from my pride, I want to show that show them that I'm special. And then a person goes into it from the opposite extreme to the Creator, to Ein Sof. This is how we reach the proper right connection. Yes. Robert from New York asks, I discover that it doesn't matter to me whom I'm going to meet in the Congress, but what's important for me is the feeling that I experienced in the first Congress. Is something wrong with me? Again, Robert from New York asks, I found out that it's not important for me who I'm going to meet in the Congress, but what's important for me is the experience that I had in the first Congress. Is something wrong with me? I also don't think about what faces I'm going to meet there. It's totally not important for me. And it doesn't matter to me if I'll see the veteran friends that I already know or new friends that I don't know. What's important for me is if they will be on fire from within. This is what I'm expecting. If that inner fire is within a person, and as much as it is aimed at connection, as much as one understands that our whole problem is the connection between us, only in the mutual vessel, the light, the bestowal, is revealed, which is called godliness. And that, when that preparation will be within us by a bit, this is what I'm expecting to. And I shouldn't go back to the previous impression. It's like Lot's wife. It doesn't bring me to advancement. It's not good. Advancement is by deleting yesterday with all of its bad things or good things, it doesn't matter, and putting together a whole new picture. Because then he yearns for the fulfillment, not for the kli, for the vessel. I had a pleasant sensation, and now I'm coming to renew that sensation. That's forbidden. He lives in the past. And I don't want to compare myself with my previous feelings. I want to feel myself, compare myself with the state I'm looking at now, seeing it in the books and in all my preparations. And this is what I want to reach now, to feel myself connected with all the others tangibly in a way that I feel that inner connection between us, literally. And precisely in that connection, I feel the revelation of the quality of bestowal. You know, when each and every one adds his own share from his perspective in this network of connection, and then there is like a general force that starts shining on everyone. From all the individual's forces that cannot shine on their own. And all of a sudden, from the sum of all those impressions, it's turned on. It is kindled. Yes. Another question from a viewer. What can be corrected with in the connections with the virtual group? What should I imagine to myself? I already spoke about it. Envision and intend for the mutual kli, the connection between our desires, meaning the souls. A soul is a desire. Only there is a plain desire, and a desire that is aimed at connection with the others in order to connect with the Creator is called a soul. So I expect us to have these desires, and from their inclination to bond and to discover the Creator, that inclination will the sum of all the private inclinations will be as one big desire, which will be called the realization of Arvut. Rachamim from Ulash asks, Olish, where is it? It's in Israel. Oh, really? I thought it's from Hungary. So Rachamim asks, how me, who am physically distanced from the group, as an individual, feels the intensity of the group when watching the lessons and feels connected all the time? If he will want to, he will feel that no less than what people here feel, and perhaps even more. It all depends on your desire. This determines your feeling. There's no distance here, and we don't connect with the faces. We connect with the desires, and the desires can definitely be felt behind the screen as well. I don't agree with what our friends who visited our friends in Boston said, that it's so hard to look at the lessons through the screen and something like that. I don't think that the inspiration depends on bigger screens or smaller screens, the impression that we're trying to absorb. It's not a movie, whether it's a big screen or a little screen. What we're talking about is penetrating into the hearts. So just focus a little bit more and you'll feel that this is how it is. Glenn from England asks, how do you know who's a friend and who's not? Friend, chaver, in Hebrew, comes from the word chibul, connection, meaning that he has the same goals, the same preferences, the same method as me. We're friends on the path. We're connecting in order to discover the Creator between us. Chaim asks, in the two upcoming congresses, they happen with the crisis on the background all over the world. How our preparation for the Congress, our individual preparation, should be different compared to congresses we've had before. we have entered, and you can see that it happens suddenly. We're not yet aware of it, but we've entered a completely different phase. Everyone, when I'm saying everyone, I don't mean those people who don't think about anything ever, but people who think about what's going on in the world, either from the financial aspect or the industrial aspect or any perspective, but they think about what's going on. I'm not talking about thinking about from the perspective of the soul's development, from the perspective of their bank account, but they worry for that, and they're trying to look for a cause and a reason and to fix and to change, let's say, the 10% of humanity. So they all say that we are in a new era, only to the extent that they are developed, to the extent that they understand, everyone interprets the new era in their own way. The new era. So we should see in what's happening in the world today our perspective, our observation on what's going on. It's not by chance that Kabbalists for the last 100 years talked about it, and even 2,000 years before, it says that we are approaching a new era. Of course, that according to this, we are changing our work, because if new conditions unfold, then we have to respond to that accordingly. Because if before we thought that we're a group, and that group has to achieve unity within itself, and from that unity realize the goal, and the whole world, well, it doesn't need it, it doesn't want it, so they can advance the way they advance towards it. We will disseminate our material to them. We will worry for that, because this is what strengthens us as well. It helps us connect, bond, it helps us organize ourselves. We saw the world as a means by which to be more connected, more aimed, and also more... Well, we saw it as a means, not as a goal, because we didn't reveal that there is a need for that in them, a deficit, and there's already a reason to approach the world seriously and start bestowing upon them with our explanations the method of correction. But all of a sudden, let's say in, say, 6 months, it started to become apparent. Not yet. And it will. You will now see titles of hunger and hopelessness, and there will be a wave of unemployment, you know, all over the world, not just one country or another one. All of a sudden, you will find millions of people all over the world, hundreds of millions, finding themselves unemployed, living on the allowance that they're given, the national money they're given. And look at the industry. Every day, you'll see 10,000 people were fired there, 5,000 people were fired here, there, and here. And it's not like before, where when someone is getting fired, so he receives some unemployment compensation money. And if you have thousands of people like that, you won't have anything to do with it. So there will be a worldwide problem here. And like we understand, just like we approached the wisdom of Kabbalah by suffering, maybe it was more aimed, more purposeful, because we asked what is the point in our life. So the world may ask what is the point in life from sensing these blows. Why? Because we have to understand that they may not ask for spirituality in a different way, but they'll ask, what is the point in my life in terms of why don't I have what I had before? A better salary and some vacation once in a period of time and family and children and so forth. You understand? It's according to the levels of the pyramid. This is how each and every person will have that question. What is the point in my life? So don't wait for them to look for their souls. And we also see it from what Baal Salam writes about the last generation. There will be people who say, I don't know, I don't understand anything, I don't know, but I assume you're right, so just let me join you. So if today we feel that there is a question that awakens in the world of what is the point in life, and also a general question, this is what's interesting. The whole world is asking, why does it happen to us? You understand? This is something that never happened before. They all start feeling themselves, all the world, in some common trouble. You understand how that ties people together? So, if to that integral global deficit that becomes apparent, we will be able to bring our message in all kinds of ways, in various languages. They may not want it, they may disrespect it, disregard it, and then laugh about it. It doesn't matter, but they'll have some contact with it. Then we already did something. The rest is not up to us. Meaning, the call of the time is such that we are obliged to clear ourselves from dealing with ourselves internally and work with the world. And that is a huge difference compared to when did we have the Congress? It was the beginning of this year, a year before. Right? We've talked about our boat. We will fix our boat, and we will come to we will find the shore in safety. Just not drill a hole in the boat, and that's it. And the whole world can wait. We will first reach it. We'll reach the Holy Land, and later, maybe we'll make some U-turn to bring the other guys from the world as well. Something like that, if we interpret it. The worry was for our own boat. Whereas today, reality forces us to work completely different. And I shouldn't explain these things. It's obvious. But I'm talking about it so that we all take a part in that. But it has to be understood and obvious to all of us that this is how it is today.
For example, 20 those prime ministers with their economists, everyone comes with this delegation, of course, their economists and politicians and bankers and whoever, and people from the industry, they all come with, everyone comes with his own group. What can they do? So it is desirable that we'll give this really bombard and dissemination during those days regarding our solution on our behalf. In as much as the solution that they can present would harm the world. Let's say the people won't listen to us. But at least it would somehow be absorbed. If not in the path of Torah, then in the path of misery, in the path of suffering. So another blow will come, and it will enter a bit deeper. We have to do that. Because you have to treat the world as if it's part of yourself. And imagine yourself, if you would have felt this part as suffering, in a state in which, theoretically, it is ready to receive that remedy, then you have to bring him this remedy. That's it. Just as, like a friend, a child who is sick, doesn't want to receive this remedy, and you're standing before him with the spoon, and you're begging the child, begging, until eventually you're able to give him the spoon. Did it ever happen to you? Okay, so you can describe it. You can imagine. That's how we should behave towards the world. This is why the reality compels us to change our priorities, our work, everything. Maybe I explain it what we should do in different unclear ways. What is our practical solution in building the virtually or so on. But understand from my words, what exactly should we? But you try to understand on your own what we exactly need. And it seems to me that by doing this, because everything eventually comes down from higher roots, I think that we have definitely reached a certain state in which we have finished our building in a certain internal way, and the rest has to be continued. The rest of this building has to be built upon treating others, and without that we won't be able to unite between us if we won't go and try to treat the external ones. But that's an excuse. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. What does it matter? What wasn't revealed yet is all as doubt. It's like Rabbi Akiva, who thought that Bar Kokhba is the Messiah. Well, no one really knows why it happens. And everything happens so fast, just like it happened to Adam Rishon. These are new things that are being revealed, but it doesn't matter. We need to act according to whatever is revealed in reality. What does it mean? What does it matter if it is revealed because of this or because of that? All of these philosophies are one thing, and our work is another. That's according to whatever is practically revealed. From the piece, we have something. As long as the self-love and the egoism dwell between the nations, also the people of Israel will not be able to work the Creator in purity and bestow upon others, because only the peace of the world is the only tool that allows us to accept the blessing of our forefathers, just like Yeshaya said. That's from the peace. You see, that if the world will not be corrected, also the people of Israel, the children of Israel, the ones who yearn, Yeshar Kel, straight towards the Creator, they would also not be able to correct themselves and reach the goal. This is why the peace of the world, the peace of the group, and the individual are all interconnected. That's how he wants to actually summarize his article. Well, let's swap to the second part. We'll swap to the second part of the lesson and study from tests.